Okay, we're going to start with your RSO debut in September. We are super excited for that. Tell us about what's going to be on that program.
So I wanted to open, you know how they say, open the season with a bang? And I was looking for a piece, preferably by somebody who's, a living composer, but something that would grab everyone's attention from the first note. But not in a way that you know what's going on, in a way that what is going on. So I found this piece by Joan Estacio, who's a Canadian composer. His music is phenomenal. And the piece is called Frenergy. As far as I know, it's not a real word in English.
No, but it makes sense to me.
So it's the combination of frantic and energy. And I was more...
I feel like it describes my personality.
There you go. But I think I was more attracted to the endless amount of energy that comes from that overture. It's like right on for, about 20 seconds of percussion and piano. You don't really know what's going on, but you're establishing a mood. And then the orchestra just goes wild. And it's short, it's energetic, and... I think more than anything, I wanted to show everybody through the orchestra about this new era, the fresh energy that I'm hoping to bring to the RSO and to the community. And it's also, showcasing the orchestra because it's very virtuosic. It's very fun to play. So I think it will really set the mood, not just for the concert itself, but for the rest of the season and the seasons to come.
I love that. Kind of our theme moving forward.
And funny enough, he wrote this piece based on an idea, a motif that he was going to use in a triple concerto that he wrote. Which leads us to the next piece we're playing.
Yes, the next piece.
Is the Beethoven triple concerto. It's a concerto for cello, violin, and piano. Which is, rarely performed because you have to get three soloists. And I don't, as far as I know from looking at the past programs of the RSO, it was never performed here.
Wow.
And Beethoven is,
It's Beethoven.
For conductors, it's almost like the Bible, So I really wanted to program this. And we have three soloists, one of whom is going to be our own wonderful concertmaster. So that's a very exciting concerto to do always.
Yes.
And then in the second half, we have Mahler First Symphony. And Mahler, for me, I would say is one of my favorite composers. Every symphony that he writes is a journey through life. Through hope, through resilience, through palettes of emotions that you don't know where they come from. It's just so powerful. And his first symphony is one of my favorites as well. It got the nickname Titan. In English, is that what you say?
Titan, yes.
I'm used to hearing it in German. And it's so grandiose and so big. I mean, it will bring down the house, like they say.
Yeah, and I like the way you described the journey of emotions. Because I think as we're still all, COVID's kind of in the back of our minds.
Right.
And that those past few years, it really has been this journey. And so kind of to start the new era, commemorating that almost in a way.
Right. A symphony by Mahler is really a journey of life from birth to death and everything in between. So to experience 60 minutes of music about through all this, it's really like storytelling.
The lens that we'll all have as audience members, having lived through the pandemic together, will, I think, offer perhaps something different, even for people that have heard it before or are familiar.
So I think this is what I think attracts people so much to the music of Mahler. I mean, when you think about Mahler, he didn't write that much music. He wrote only, 9.5 symphonies, a few song cycles. It's not that much, but he really changed the music world through all this. And I'm so excited to bring this first symphony to my debut as music director.